The top two candidates vying to serve as New Jersey's next governor faced off in their first head-to-head debate last night. We gathered four residents from a small town in South Jersey to watch and give us their thoughts. It's the latest installment in our statewide project on the governor's race called Voting Block NJ. WHYY's Joe Hernandez is the lead reporter on the project and joins me now. Joe, last night Newark hosted the first showdown between Republican Kim Guadagno and Democrat Phil Murphy. Where were you?
I was about 100 miles south in a town called Paulsboro. I've been following residents and issues there as part of this project. And we brought four of those residents together at a local Italian restaurant. We sat, we ate dinner, and we watched the debate. It touched on some big topics having to do with New Jersey's future. We talked about guns, immigration, and marijuana.
Well, what did the quartet make of the back and forth?
If I had to sum up their response, Dave, it would be one big shrug. They felt like both of the candidates just performed okay, that neither Murphy nor Guadagno had any concrete solutions or specifics to offer to fix the state's major problems. Now, that isn't to say that there weren't issues brought up in the debate that these residents cared about, and one of those issues was property taxes. Both Guadagno and Murphy are promising to lower property taxes, but the residents I spoke with felt like the candidates were short on specifics on how they would do that. So here's Krista Cooper. She's a Democrat and an educator in Paulsboro.
Far as the property tax, yes, I'm all for it. It has to be lower. But where does the difference come in at? Because once you take away from something, you only take away because you're going to tax something else.
Now, as far as paying for those property tax cuts, Murphy says he'll use state funding to fully fund public education, which will in turn lower property taxes. But he lacks specifics on exactly how he'll do that. Guadagno wants to, quote, audit Trenton, meaning take a fine-tooth comb and go through state government spending, figure out what can be cut. And she came back to property taxes again and again in the debate. It's her number one issue. And I asked the residents whether it's actually that big of a deal to them. First, you'll hear from resident Lenny Curtis. He's an independent and he works for the County Utilities Authority. And then Cheryl Haas jumps in. She's a Democrat and a truck driver.
When you're number one in the country, yeah, it's worth repeating.
But
we're the highest in the country.
I understand that. I'm not going to argue that. But you know what? You're not showing me. If you're going to do this, are we not going to have what we need to function as a school or a police department or get our roads clean for snow removal?
I believe her answer was she'd like to have the audit, which I believe, because I think, like she said, that they already know it's not being funded properly.
Okay.
I think the audit's going to be worked
so,
well,
right.
Just like any household.
Joe, what else did Murphy and Guadagno talk about that struck a chord with Paulsboro residents?
Well, the candidates talked around some issues that are really salient in Paulsboro right now. So, for example, Paulsboro has had a lot of shootings, or at least more than they typically had, and general street crime. The candidates only really talked about gun control and kind of large strokes. Paulsboro is also struggling to fight neighborhood blight. They've had a recent influx of renters and an outflow of homeowners, and the candidates touched on things like housing affordability, but not blight specifically. But the conversation I had with residents after the debate kept coming back to the fact that New Jersey and Paulsboro have seen these tough, entrenched problems and that they haven't seen anybody come through who's had a specific way to fix them or been able to fix them. And here's another clip. A few residents start, and then Krista Cooper picks up, and they're talking about how high costs in the state and what they call pretty useless government makes them want to move out of New Jersey.
That's a
how
real
many
thing.
Of us sitting here wouldn't go in a heartbeat?
I'm about ready to. I can tell you that.
You have little ones yet.
My children and I just had that talk this evening before I left work. And I said, kids, I'm getting ready to go and I'm going to go listen to this debate and I'm going to look for a reason to stay. Because right now, I don't see an answer in these two candidates.
Joe, I certainly suspect many across the state would agree with that. But the question from this, as it is from all debates, to what extent does it influence the decision of those who are taking it in?
Well, it influenced the decision of one of them. Now, there was one Democrat, one Republican, and one independent, and they all left how they came in, which was pretty unsure about who they were voting for. The fourth person, who we just heard from, Krista Cooper, she changed her mind. She came in thinking she would vote for Murphy because he's a Democrat and she's a Democrat. But here's what she told me after the debate.
It changed my mind because it changed me from being, okay, I'm Democrat and I'm going with the Democrat. It changed that.
So before this debate, you would have voted for Murphy.
I would have went that way because that's just the way that we go. But now,
Cooper says she's now undecided. And I'll leave you with one more piece of tape from our conversation in Paulsboro. What I've heard over and over there, Dave, and I heard again last night, was that Trenton politicians don't understand South Jersey and they don't care about South Jersey. Both Guadagno and Murphy live in Central Jersey. And I heard the same thing again after the debate. Here's Sandra Faber, who's a Republican.
First of all, he needs to come here. They don't ever come down this way. You never see a governor.
The closest you get is Camden.
But they never come south. Come here. See what our needs are. Let them walk the streets. See what we're living with.
Joe, there are two more opportunities to influence voters to either change their minds or at least go to the polls.
That's right. There's two more debates. One next week between Guadagno and Murphy again. And another one next week will be between the lieutenant governor candidates. That's Democrat Sheila Oliver and Republican Carlos Rendo.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY's Joe Hernandez, lead reporter on the Voting Block NJ Project.